Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Adatula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos making it sound good. And you rolling with us on the text line 713-572-4610. Ooh, the Houston Rockets. It was a good, bad, ugly, everything kind of day to some degree. Actually, I don't know what the ugly would be. Well, I guess.
Well, the ugly was a call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that was a lot like the Aggie game the night before.
Wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
If you're asking, what are these guys talking about? Last night, the Rockets started their mini baseball series in Portland versus the Trailblazers. They had the game last night. They'll play again in Portland tomorrow evening. And so, like I said, a little mini baseball series, too, mm-hmm. in the same town. It came down to a moment where the Rockets were looking for KD to make a little magic again. Not more than a week, I guess, from him making a little magic last time with a game winner. And he had a game winner earlier this week, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He does that now, doesn't he? And that was the expectation, is that he would do that. Missed Tari Eason with a putback tip that looked like he had silenced the Moda Center crowd after review. Unfortunately, just on his fingertips. And so instead of it being a 104-103 victory, it's a 103-102 loss for the Rockets on a night where they just couldn't buy a three.
No, they could not. And I referenced, it was a lot like the Auburn did the very same thing, although it was a deep three. The ball was just on their fingertips. Everybody rushed the floor. And after the review, it was like, nope. Not going to happen.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like being a sports fan is just the dumbest idea in the world.
Because it is.
Like, why did I sign up for this?
No, it is.
I was up at, 12-something at night, mm-hmm. and with the excitement of the moment for it to be stripped away because the slightest bit of skin on his fingertip did not disconnect with the basketball.
We're all dumb.
Yeah, yes, we are. But at least we're dumb together, right? We it's the friends that we make along the way.
The saving grace.
Yeah, it's a silver lining within all this is that we make friends along the way. Mm-hmm. But one of the friends that we have here with the Rockets is Jabari Smith Jr. And in watching this game, there was a number of things that occurred to me, passing mm-hmm. thoughts, if you will. One of them was, sue me, but don't actually, I don't have money for a lawyer right now.
Yeah.
One of them was that, oh, that's right, the Rockets have intentionally gotten a little bit older, and they're not always going to be the fastest and most athletic team on the court, and the Trailblazers absolutely looked like that. But where it really occurred to me to some degree was, oh, they're attacking Jabari Smith Jr. in a way that feels uncomfortable because Jabari's supposed to be one of those young, mm-hmm. athletic dudes that can score, that can defend. And the question occurred to me, do we need to have a Jabari Smith Jr. conversation? Because he's a starter that another team felt more than comfortable going at when that's supposed to be one of the things that he has in his bag.
Is this a bigger issue, though? Is this sort of trickle down from, number one, you don't have Alperen Şengün? But not only that,
sure.
You've lost some guys in the middle. We've talked about this since before the season began, just how they're going to rotate, how they're going to guard defensively some of these bigs, how they're going to stretch, and teams are going to attack them. And do we need to have a Jabari Smith conversation? The answer would be yes, but I think it's bigger than that. I think because he's the spot, the target, so to speak, that they had last night. But I think there's a lot of issues. I mean, they had a dominant rebounding game, the Rockets did.
Well, how dominant did it end up? Because in the course of it, they were leading, but I knew that Donovan Klingon, who was their big offensive rebounder, it's so weird, as I press pause on the statement that I was actually going to be making. It's so weird to come into a game, and I know that I'm a sicko because of this, and I go, oh, man, this offensive rebounding battle between Klingon and Steven Adams.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
But, yeah, it's you know.
What was the total? I thought it felt from what I was looking at, and I didn't stay up. I watched mostly, highlights and such this morning. But it felt like there was they were controlling.
Yeah, they definitely had a lead at one point. I don't know what it ended up with, because at a certain point, mm-hmm. I was more paying attention and favoring what the flow of the game was. But the Rockets ended up with 57 rebounds to the Trailblazers, if my computer actually wants to comply here, which it doesn't. Don't you love when that happens? Right when you need to get it. To the 38 to the
okay.
So yeah,
that's
they did.
Big time.
They won it big time, yeah. which makes it even more frustrating that you shot so poorly. Mm-hmm. You had an opportunity, but you couldn't get there. The reason why I brought it to Jabari Smith Jr. in particular was you compare him to Tari Eason. I feel like they are mm-hmm. two guys that give you similar things: mm-hmm. some outside shooting, some defense, obviously, and you know, an ability to score in some moments. Jabari's supposed to be more of that, mm-hmm. and it feels like you're getting more of that consistently with Tari when he's healthy.
It feels that way because I think you are. Yeah, I think you are. You know what's interesting also? Length on the perimeter shouldn't really bother this team as much, because when healthy, it's better. You know, it's long, and it's got the ability to defend the perimeter with other bigs. But last night, they were getting exposed. What's that, Avija?
Oh, yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Danny Avdija?
Avdija, yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a mea culpa to some degree with Danny Avdija, because if you were listening, I think a week or two ago when B. Scott was in mm-hmm. for John, I was mentioning that the All-Star numbers and the returns still look like this, have Danny Avdija with more votes than both Kevin Durant and Alperen Şengün. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no way that should be the case. Now, more of that was based off of, this is a city of how many umpteen million people. Mm-hmm. And then you have the international flair of the Turkish folks that I imagine should be voting for Alperen Şengün. They should be hitting harder than Portland fans.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
Danny Avdija put 41 on your head top.
41.
And some of that was attacking Jabari Smith Jr.
Length shouldn't really bother this team on the perimeter.
Well, I don't think it was I think it was the speed.
It was, but I'm saying he's 6'8 with speed.
Yeah.
And he knows where he's going. And so to be able to be tall enough to take that one step or whatever it is, drive, and still get up, I think that's what's hurting him. But we'll see. Clearly, it hasn't been the best right now for Jabari.
Can I give you an interesting number that I saw with Jabari? Because it feels like this was one of those things where this is a feeling, but let me see if the numbers back this up. In wins, Jabari Smith Jr., 127 offensive rating, 103 defensive rating. So his net rating is a plus 24, yeah. Basically. He's showing up mm-hmm. big time for you, just generally, offense, defensively, when you get wins. When you lose, a 112 offensive rating, and a defensive rating of 123, mm-hmm. a negative 11 thereabouts offense or net rating. When you are losing games, Jabari Smith Jr. is very, very he's negative in.
Is that him or is that matchup?
And that's a good question. I don't have that. This is not going to be telling. This is just a overarching broad strokes.
Matchup was overwhelming for him.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I think that it points to something, and maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm reaching here, and this mm-hmm. is too much when it comes to Jabari. But it does feel like Jabari, not quite a bellwether, but he should be a guy that makes an impact, especially when you're missing an Alperen Şengün, where you go, I should expect Jabari, especially as he's doing a little bit of cosplay of trying to be Kevin Durant, I should be able to lean on you a little bit more to give me a buck in and away. Even maybe manufacture a few of them for yourself, but then also give me a little bit more on defense. And it feels like when you need, or at least wins and losses is not an easy thing because, obviously the loss dictates that you did not play as well as you would have you would have won.
Right.
But that clear disparity shows that for him, when he's in, when you lose the game, it's in part because he did not show up nearly in the same way as he shows up when he wins. And it should not be that big of a disparity for a dude who's supposed to be integral to what you're doing.
It does make me wonder about, just the defensive mindset that he has. You know, is it viral? is it viral?
I don't know how much it's a mindset. And that's the thing. That's also a little scary is just why? And maybe that's something I need to do some level of research on, a little study to see if I could find out. But because that is important. Mm-hmm. But for me, the idea that you have such a big variation is the word I was thinking for. Thank you. In his performance is problematic if he's going to be a starter that has a lot of minutes, especially when you're looking at someone like Tari, who now that he's stepping up into a starting role, you're getting more consistency out of him. He was a split second away from winning you this basketball game.
Yeah.
There haven't been enough of those moments for Jabari Smith Jr.
I keep going back to, you know, is this – it's not physical. We know that.
No, he's got the physicality and the capability. In fact, he had a 15-game stretch of looking like, oh, okay, here it is. This is what we were waiting for when you drafted him number three overall.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just he needs to find the consistency of it, but it's been a number of years now as well.
It has been, and how do you play it though from here? How do you, because you can't you can't not play him, and that's what I'm wondering about, like how they use him on the perimeter.
It's a good question. I don't maybe this is a conversation of does he need to start? Does this need to shift a little bit there? And a text came in when we started the segment, funny enough, from the 713. I think we need to have an Ime Udoka conversation. There's far too much talent for the offense to look as bad as it does. He needs to find an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
we
like
talked about that last season, to be honest.
And there's some of the things where you're limited by not having the initiator offensively.
Yeah.
Portland also did a thing that to some degree that the Suns did, which is getting into passing lanes and creating turnovers. That's something that I think is a book on this team, and I don't know how you get out of that. But yeah, I think that there's some offensive things that are there for you that you need to be able to make it easier for some of these guys' talents to show up.
Yeah.
But even the Jabari thing, this is also Ime. Ime is going to have to show just how good of a coach he is, and we believe him to be a very good one. So I think I have confidence that he finds it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to have to demonstrate how good of a coach he is, because this disparity for Jabari isn't a good look.
I think that's a secondary conversation that as Figgy said. You know, we've been having.
Yeah, I think we had that conversation when they got Kevin Durant, where we was like, man, this is cool, but, you know, we can't have it all on Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need some type of structure.
Yeah.
And just to put a bow on something we were talking about earlier, my great friend, Captain Dean Thomas from the Bite Me Fishing Show, the Bite Me podcast, we're talking about what the tattoo industry is going to be like. If
the Texans win the Super Bowl?
Texans win the Super Bowl.
I can only imagine.
A bicep tattoo of Texans Super Bowl and logo. He said probably $300 to $500. You can get it for less if you want an infection.
Yeah, so you should probably do $3,500 then, huh?
Damn, I didn't know it was that much.
You can swing it though, Lopez.
I thought it was going to be at least about, I mean, probably about $200.
He said $300 to $500.
Yeah, you might be getting an infection though. That's the problem here.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking.
He's got some sweet
tattoos. I guess it depends. Yeah, he do. I actually was talking about going to his tattoo guy at one point.
Is that right?
Yeah, this was years ago. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking just the regular Texans logo, just on your forearm or something like that. Would that be like three?
Well, I said logo with like Super Bowl champs.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So there's some text on.
So that
text is raising
that. That make about right. That sound about right. Dude.
I like talking like I have no idea what's happening. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, where the Texans have made an acquisition to their team, and also you realize college football semifinals start tonight. We talk about that and more next.